Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from New Buffalo and River Valley. WSJM's Academic Challenge, a featured scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from Signature Toyota, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, and proudly hosted each week in their Signature Community Room. Along with True Blue Financial, brought to you by Luke Brown and Vicky Holt, independent, uncomplicated objective. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders, and Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics by offering a $1,000 scholarship to one of our Academic Challenge seniors. So first, let's meet the teams from New Buffalo. Your name, and what would you do with $1 million?
My name is Max, and I would probably spend it on clothes.
That's a lot of clothes, Max. Yeah.
My name is Peter, and I would probably invest it.
My name is Blake, and I would probably live off the interest.
Excellent. And who's the captain tonight?
I am.
Peter, your coach, your coaches tonight?
Our wonderful coach is Mrs. Tracy Ripley.
Excellent. And from River Valley?
My name is Eden, and I'd probably waste it on other people.
Well, it wouldn't be wasted if it's on other people.
My name is Josh, and I'll probably donate it to Breast Cancer Society.
My name's Kaylee, and I would probably travel the world.
My name's Felicity, and I would probably give it to charities.
All right. And who's the captain tonight for River Valley?
Oh, I am.
Josh?
First time, okay.
All right. And your coaches tonight for River Valley. Josh?
Our coach is Miss Gorin.
Excellent. Well, remember, here are the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we're going to announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized, and there's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm going to be your scorekeeper and judge, and today Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing just well.
Good. And what would you do with $1 million?
I would build a brand new live theater.
Excellent. I would take a vacation.
Well,
and
I might do that too, but first we'd build that theater.
Yes. All right, New Buffalo, River Valley, are we ready to start?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
For 5 points, what is the military style of writing dates? It's the same as the European style.
Peter from New Buffalo.
The day first. And then followed by the month and the year?
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, within 1 billion years, just how old are the oldest rocks ever discovered on Earth?
Peter from New Buffalo?
1 billion years old.
Incorrect.
River Valley, a chance to steal? Felicity from River Valley?
8 million.
Incorrect. It's 3.8 billion.
So and do me a favor, Felicity, get right close to that microphone.
4
so we can
point
hear you.
Or 2.8 billion years. For 5 points, he was above all a revolutionary, and this great aim, and his great aim in life was to cooperate in this or that fashion in the overthrow of capitalist society.
Peter from New Buffalo.
Karl Marx.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points. There are 3 continents where you don't have to worry about being eaten by a bear, at least in the wild. Name any 2 of these 3 bearless continents.
Peter from New Buffalo.
Antarctica and Australia.
That is correct for 10 points. You might want to get your pencils out for this one. How do you spell masquerade?
Max from New Buffalo.
M-A-S-Q-U-E-R-A-D-E.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, what women's magazine ran male centerfolds before Playgirl?
Peter from New Buffalo.
Playboy.
Incorrect.
Felicity from River Valley.
Vogue.
Incorrect. It was Cosmopolitan. I'm glad you guys don't know that. For 5 points, he pitched 29 2/3 scoreless innings in the 1918 World Series, a record that would not be broken until 1961, the year in which another one of his records was broken by Roger Maris. Name him.
Max from New Buffalo.
Ty Cobb.
Incorrect.
River Valley, A Chance to Steal. Time.
Babe Ruth. Mm. Math question for 10 points. List all of the factors of 48.
Aiden from River Valley.
1, 2, 4, 12, 24, 48.
Incorrect.
New Buffalo, Chance to Steal. Peter from New Buffalo.
1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 12, 16, and 48.
Incorrect. Mm-mm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 12, 16, 24, and 48. For 5 points, Shakespeare's title character in Julius Caesar was said to have the falling sickness, which was an old term for what medical condition?
Peter from New Buffalo.
Vertigo.
Incorrect. Which is the result of improper electrical discharges in the brain.
River Valley, A Chance to Steal. Felicity from River Valley.
Seizures.
Incorrect. It's epilepsy. For 5 points, a multiple choice question. Which invention, it's a multiple choice question. For 5 points, which invention is not correctly matched to its site of origin? Pottery, Iran. Spectacles, Italy. Printing, Greece. Or gunpowder, China.
Blake from New Buffalo.
Spectacles?
Incorrect.
Josh from River Valley.
Printing?
I'm sorry?
Printing?
That's correct. That was for 5 points. For 5 points, if an asset is liquid, it means that it is what?
Peter from New Buffalo.
It can be easily converted to cash.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points... Naturalist John C. Lilly said in June of 1960 that which mammal may have a higher IQ than man?
Peter from New Buffalo.
The elephant?
Incorrect.
River Valley. Felicity from River Valley.
The dolphin?
That is correct for 10 points. Again, you might want to get your pencils out for this one. For 5 points, match the insect to its larva. First, the insects. Beetle, moth, fly, and now the larva. Caterpillar, grub, maggot.
Peter, New Buffalo?
The grub is to the beetle, the maggot is to the fly, and the caterpillar is to the moth.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, which monarch's name adorns more places in the English-speaking world than any other person's?
Josh from River Valley.
Elizabeth.
Incorrect.
New Buffalo, Chance to Steal. Peter from New Buffalo.
George.
Incorrect. It's Queen Victoria. Sun never sets on the British
Final
Empire.
Final question of the half.
A math question for 5 points. Find the limit of 2x plus 3 as x approaches 4.
Can you repeat the question one more time?
Find the limit of 2x plus 3 as x approaches 4.
Blake from New Buffalo.
22.
Incorrect.
River Valley, A Chance to Steal. Felicity from River Valley.
8.
11.
Oh. All right. Well, that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with a score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is New Buffalo 35, River Valley 15. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We're going to give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points. And there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. Remember that you're encouraged to consult with one another at this time, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. River Valley, because you're trailing at the moment, you get the first choice of these three categories, which are Mind Your P's and Q's, Word Scramble, Odds and Ends. What do you choose, Josh?
Mind Your P's and Q's.
Mind Your P's and Q's. All right.
Yeah, there is a setup for this.
Yeah, there is a setup for this one, so what? Go ahead with the setup.
Alternate P's and Q's in your answers.
All right, your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
Question one. In 1783, a French physicist completed the first successful use of what device as he jumped from a tower near Paris?
Pass.
Question two. What's a slang term for a pound sterling?
Pass.
Question three. The object of what type of literature is to inculcate the views of the writer?
Perspective?
Incorrect. Question four. Early writers used this big feather that they dipped into an ink to use as a writing instrument?
Quill.
Correct. Question five. Of what fabric pattern are Gordon, Glenn, and Black watch examples? Black watch examples.
Pass.
Question six. What initials replace the three-word Latin phrase meaning therefore?
Time.
One.
All right, River Valley, you answered one question for an extra 10 points. That means that there's nine questions that are still out there for an possible extra 90 points for New Buffalo. The setup one more time.
Alternate P's and Q's in your answers.
All right, your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
Question one. In 1783, a French physicist completed the first successful use of what device as he jumped from a tower near Paris?
Parachute.
Correct. Number two. What's a slang term for a pound sterling?
Quid.
Correct. Question three. The object of what type of literature is to inculcate the views of the writer?
Pass.
Question four. Early writers used this big feather that they dipped into ink to use.
They already read that one.
Oh, they got that. I'm sorry. I got my finger over there. Question five. Of what fabric pattern are Gordon, Glenn, and Black Watch examples?
Plaid.
Correct. Question six. What initials replace the three-word Latin phrase meaning therefore?
Pass.
What collective name is given to the first five books of the King James Bible?
Pass.
What three-word Latin phrase meaning something given in return for something else?
Quid pro quo.
Correct. Number nine. Name the part light, part shadow surrounding the complete shadow of a full eclipse.
Go ahead with your answer.
No, I don't know.
That's time. It's a penumbra. That's four. All right. You answered four questions for a total of 40 points. And now it's your turn to choose from the remaining two categories, Word Scramble or Odds and Ends.
We will be doing Word Scramble.
Word Scramble it is.
Okay. Set up for this scramble? One. Is make a word using the letters of the given words. For instance, if I said cat, you would say act.
Just to clarify, you can use less than the amount of words? Or less than...
You have to reuse all of them.
Okay.
All right, your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first word.
Each.
Ache.
Correct. Read.
Dare.
Correct. Step.
Pets.
Correct. Thing.
Night.
Correct. Mate.
Tame.
Correct. Aside.
AIDS.
Correct. Coins.
Pass.
Toke.
Pass.
Cause.
Sauce.
Correct. Detail.
Tailed.
Correct.
Eight of them.
Oh my God.
Good job.
All right.
Jesus. All right, you got 8 questions for a total of 80 points. That means that there's 2 still out there for River Valley to possibly get. So the setup one more time.
Make a word using the letters of the given words. For instance, if I said cat, you'd say act, and you have to use all of the letters.
All right, your time is going to start once he reads the first word.
Coins. Toke.
Taco.
Incorrect. Coin.
Oh, worth a shot.
I didn't know what he said.
Coins was either icons, skion, or sonic. Toke was quote. Q-U-O-T-E.
All right. Well, that ends our 60-second round. We're going to check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is New Buffalo 155, River Valley 25. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from River Valley. Josh, what's happening at River Valley?
This Friday, varsity girls basketball is going to district champions in Lawrence at 7 o'clock. Then also we have our science Olympian team is going to the state tournament at LMC this Tuesday. We are also hosting the BES Quiz Bowl match at our high school this Wednesday, March 7th at 6 p.m.
Cool. Excellent. And New Buffalo, what's happening, Peter?
Going on at New Buffalo, the drama department will perform Annie starting tomorrow at 7 p.m. through Sunday. Our boys basketball team will begin their journey to the district title next Monday with a home opener against Hartford. Our boys varsity basketball team tied for the conference championship title. We would like to thank WSJM for another great year of Academic Challenge and all of our sponsors as well.
Okay. Did Felix shave his head?
He did not.
He did not.
Unfortunately. We all would love to see it.
All right. Well, we've got some substitutions on River Valley. So go ahead and introduce yourself. And what would you do with $1 million?
I am Aiden, and I would probably get a nice house.
And there's no substitutions on the New Buffalo side. So let's begin the second half of today's Academic Challenge between New Buffalo and River Valley.
For 10 points. Many beauty products contain ground almonds, bits of silicone, and other abrasives to remove dead skin cells. What is this process called?
Max from New Buffalo.
Exfoliation.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, what's the title of the Rudyard Kipling poem that begins, "If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs"?
Peter from New Buffalo.
Sanity.
Incorrect.
River Valley, A Chance to Steal. Time.
There was a clue in the quote, "If you can keep your head." The title is "If." For 10 points, which term in political science designates the belief that monarchs were given their authority to rule by God?
Max from New Buffalo.
Divine right.
That's correct for 10 points. For 5 points, what is the first steamship to cross the Atlantic? It was named for the port city in Georgia.
Eden from River Valley.
Columbia.
Incorrect.
New Buffalo, A Chance to Steal. Time.
Savannah. For 5 points, Christopher Columbus was the first European to see the plant. Jacques Cartier was the first to see it used as a drug by the Indians. Jean Nicot, the first.
Blake from New Buffalo.
Tobacco.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, oh, here we go. Giovanni di Verrazzano named a future U.S. state when he noted that Block Island was about the size of a certain Greek island. Roger Williams later thought Verrazzano was referring to Aquanek, which is approximately the same shape as the Greek island. Name the state.
Peter from New Buffalo.
Rhode Island.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points. Give me the French expression for "isn't that so?"
Max from New Buffalo.
Sacre Bleu.
Incorrect.
River Valley, A Chance to Steal. Time.
God, I don't speak French. It's Ne Sapé, or something like that. Ne Sapé? Whatever. For 10 points, what oxidation number do all free elements have?
Blake from New Buffalo?
Zero.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, two Van Gogh paintings stolen from the Van Gogh Museum in 2002 have been put back in the display without the frames. In what European city are these works of art?
Max from New Buffalo.
Paris.
Incorrect.
Josh from River Valley.
London.
Incorrect. Van Gogh, Amsterdam. For 15 points, the ultraviolet MS-13 gang, Mara Salvatrucha, which has been spreading across parts of the USA, was formed by immigrants from which Central American nation?
Max from New Buffalo.
Honduras.
Incorrect.
River Valley, A Chance to Steal. Time.
El Salvador. For 20 points, every single United States senator has signed a letter calling for the end of unacceptable biases at the United Nations against which nation?
Peter from New Buffalo.
Russia.
Incorrect.
Felicity from River Valley.
Germany.
Incorrect. It's Israel. For 10 points, in his April 29th Pennsylvania rally, President Trump singled out various individuals and entities for harsh criticism, but he actually praised what nation for possibly or probably helping calm the tense situation in North Korea?
Max from New Buffalo.
China.
That's correct for 10 points. For 10 points, unless President Trump stops it, later this year the government will release thousands of documents regarding whose assassination?
Max from New Buffalo.
JFK.
That's correct for 10 points. For 15 points, how much is former President Barack Obama being paid to speak to a Wall Street bank?
Peter from New Buffalo.
$100,000.
Incorrect.
Felicity from River Valley.
Million.
Incorrect. $400,000. Nice job if you can get it. For 10 points, President Trump has not ruled out military action to prevent North Korea from building a nuclear-armed missile that could reach the United States. To which nation is he looking for the most help in finding a peaceful solution?
Blake from New Buffalo.
Japan.
Incorrect.
River Valley, A Chance to Steal. Josh from River Valley.
South Korea.
China. For 15 points, after a friendly phone call, President Trump invited the controversial president of the Philippines to the White House. Who is he?
Max from New Buffalo.
Duterte.
Correct. For 15 points. For 15 points, Barack Obama's first public appearance since leaving office took place at what university, where he encouraged young people to get involved in their communities?
Max from New Buffalo.
University of Chicago.
It's correct for 15 points. For 15 points, President Trump announced a plan to impose a 20% duty on which product from Canada?
Peter from New Buffalo.
Oil.
Incorrect.
Felicity from River Valley.
Steel.
Lumber. Math question for 15 points. Mrs. Robinson spent $2.48 on stamps. She bought some 10-cent stamps and some 16-cent stamps. If she bought 23 stamps, how many 10-cent and 16-cent stamps did she buy?
Aiden from River Valley.
13 16-cent stamps and 20 10-cent stamps.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, speak up.
20s, 10-cent stamps, and 13 16-cent stamps.
Incorrect.
Blake from New Buffalo?
20 10-cent stamps and 3 16-cent stamps.
That is correct for 15 points. Another math question for
this
20.
Is the final question of the match.
For 20 points. Calculate the antiderivative of x. I'm sorry. Calculate the antiderivative of 5x squared minus 2x plus 3.
Time.
It's 5 over 3x cubed minus x squared plus 3x plus c.
I was just going to say that.
There you go.
I knew you had
it. All right. Well, that does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge match. We're going to tabulate the score and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9, WSJM's Academic Challenge, to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winner by a score of 265 to 25 is the team from New Buffalo. Congratulations, New Buffalo, and congratulations, River Valley.
Good job.
Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from Signature Community, from the Signature Community Room at Signature Toyota, Hyundai, and Mitsubishi on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with True Blue Financial, brought to you by Luke Brown and Vicki Holt, independent, uncomplicated, and objective. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders, and Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics. Again, next week at the same time, Decatur and Michigan Lutheran go head-to-head on Academic Challenge. Thank you.